This is it. You guys ready to roll?
So, this is a morning show, but we're talking about things that have to do with the nightlife. You're one of those guys that leaves at halftime, aren't you?
You cheer for the band, which is unbelievable.
That's because I love culture. I'm a culture guy, and there's no more cultural part of the football game than when the band is playing.
It's a marching band, okay?
And I will march to the beat of whatever beat they're playing.
What are we talking about here? We're talking culture.
Of course we're talking culture, but it's not just culture. It's deeper than that. But it's also not politics. So what is it? But I'm telling you, hot toddies are the way to go if you're feeling ill. This show is live. It's unscripted. Sometimes we have to hit the red button and dump the last 30 seconds. To happen on this show.
You know, that's the drawback. Sometimes you say things that don't make sense.
We've all heard of late night radio, late night television. We're innovating in a new space, late morning radio.
It's uplifting, it's insightful. We don't take ourselves too seriously.
Now, coming to you live, this is Talking Culture. Here are your hosts, Kevin Sommets and Sam Burns.
All righty.
Alrighty.
Didn't give that intro much time to breathe. Welcome back into another edition of Talking Culture. It is a pleasure to have you all along for the ride today. And what an exciting ride it has been and will be for the next hour. You're listening live on KVOY, AM 1030,
You always look up
the
there.
Voice.
Do you forget where we're broadcasting? Because every time you go, we're live on, AM 1030,
where
KVOY.
Are we anyway?
That's where we are. And we're online at KVOY.com. You can find the podcast at... on iTunes, kvy.com/podcast, all 105 shows are on there.
Exactly.
In some form or another.
And this one will be on there as well.
Yep.
You can search Talking Culture on Facebook. All right. Well, we've got a big announcement today, as we've been talking about for the last, 5 minutes in promos. So, as many of you know, we started this show November 7th, and we're very excited to do so.
I don't think people know that that was the date. We know that that was the date.
The day before, you have a prepared statement, Kevin. Keep the script. Okay. The day before the election, it was a very exciting time in our country, and it continues to be an exciting time in our country.
Yeah.
But this show is obviously not our full-time day job. And we have another place of business where we spend most of our time, and that is Agape Hospice in palliative care. You can find out more at agapehospiceaz.com. Got to put a shameless plug in there.
Yeah.
But that organization is really taking off and going places, and we are going to be, after today, transitioning ourselves more wholly into that operation. And so, unfortunately, today will be the final edition of Talking Culture as we know it on KVOY from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
This is it. And when you say transition more wholly, spell that word for us.
More fully?
Well, you said wholly. H-O-L-Y?
No,
I don't want to give people the impression that we're not wholly. But we are going to more wholly, W-H-O-L-L-Y, invest ourselves into what is going on at Agape, and we do that, you know, with excitement, but also with some amount of sadness to put down this thing we've been doing for 5 months.
I will say this. We'll open the phone lines up today. This is our theme for the phone lines today.
Are we going to do that? We talked about that.
We're going to do
it. I said
I
didn't want to do it.
We're going to do it. 790-2040, 790-2040, with the comment of, if you want to call in, you can get on the air. If you have something that you want to share about why you love this community. It's something that we've harped on this show. It's kind of been the theme of Talking Culture, is looking for what's positive in Tucson. And if you have something that you want to share that you love about your city, we'd love to hear it here on the show, and we'll get as many in as we can. But, Kevin, you had some thoughts.
I do, and I can't promise any of the callers that they're going to get on. But call and leave a message, and we'll at least share it on the air. All right. 5 months ago today, we set out on a mission to shine a positive light in our city. To examine culture in Tucson in a personal and meaningful way. For 106 shows, we did that. A big part of why I am walking away from this project is not being able to give it the time that it deserves. Who likes to do things that they can't fully invest in to make excellent? So we did what we could for how long we could. Though it wasn't perfect, for 5 sweet months in Tucson, we did talk culture. And there were moments of excellence. Ultimately, when I look back at Talking Culture, I'm going to think about the people who made it what it was. And I will look back fondly. I will also look ahead with a renewed sense of hope as a result of having met these people who make our city the best city in the world. I think of Andy and Eric for their faithfulness to our program, their gentle insights on our world through their eyes as shepherds of congregations. I think of Dr. Sunny Holiday from Loving Spoonfuls and her kind vegan innovations. That really was a tasty burger. Of all the live music that graced the airwaves from our studio, it always sounded better than we imagined it would on AM radio. Of True Concord, Eric Holton and his ethereal singing Christmas quartet bringing wonder and merriment to the Christmas season and beyond. To Vesna Zalewski for her soothing harping, to the U of A for their mean saxophoning and wondrous Chinese instrumentations, the Who? Who knew? Of Run Boy Run for mixing their mean fiddling with kind voices, to Bob Hoffman from the Tucson Roadrunners who made hockey in the desert sound fun and make sense somehow. To Mayor Jonathan Rothschild, may you continue to be the moderate, liberal, pro-business, congenial leader who seems to be able to put aside politics and get things done. Also, what a fun guy to be around. To all the organizations who make such an impact in our community that we got to see just a glimpse inside of, the Gospel Rescue Mission, Youth on Their Own, Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, Hands of Hope, Big Heart Coffee, Ben's Bells, Sold No More. To the arts scene in Tucson and the ways in which we were able to partake and highlight everything from high school drama, Desert Christian, all the way to the top of quality, Arizona Theater Company. Who could forget how our show fell in love with The Fiddler on the Roof? I think also of Standing O Entertainment and Nick Siever and Lindsay McHugh. They came in with such hungry and meek hearts and put on quite a production. Of Ryan Fabry, millennial author, how he made healthy eats and being a young person with a vision so compelling. I think of Alice Rovney and how passionate she was about her faith, her testimony, her writing. Alice, I hope we were able to be of some help to you on your journey. I think of Joanna Willett, the sharp, insightful, disarming culture and faith writer for the Arizona Daily Star. She represents a beacon of light, hope, and positivity to our community. I think of the Muslim Center and St. Paul's United Methodist Church, how they came on our show to talk about their interfaith collaboration. Think of it, Jews, Muslims, and Christians working together to feed the poor and hungry. I think of Richard D. Bernardis, the founder of the great El Tour de Tucson. His enthusiasm, passion, energy as a guest were not matched by another in our run as a show. His kind words of encouragement sunk deep early on and buoyed our spirits forward. I think of Jose Calderon from the Tucson Rodeo and his tales of the bucking rodeo bulls. Also, no one ever thought Sam and I were funnier. Thanks, Jose. I think of John Ivanoff and the security briefing he gave us of the Tucson International Airport. I think of Chuck and Joan Josephson for Chuck's important writing on caring for his wife with Alzheimer's, for the simple beauty of the two of them sitting in our studio and playing their charming piano duet, their reflection of love, pain, loss, and joy was something to behold. I think of Diana Medeiros and her incredible eye to put to canvas the beauty of our southwestern surroundings. I think of Jed Dodds from the Reed Park Zoo with his Jack Hanna sensibility and childlike excitement of animals. I'm almost done here, folks. I think of Paul Trittenbach and his love for the stars, his sense of humor, his ease of way, and the way he so eloquently and professionally represented Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association. I think of Matt Nelson from Arizona Trails. He was a radio pro, and we didn't even know it. His candor and jubilance for what he does in and for our community were unmistakable and contagious. I think of the events we were able to spotlight, the events and organizations that make Tucson uniquely and beautifully Tucson, the Festival of Books, the Renaissance Festival, Cyclovia, Winter Haven Festival of Lights, the Tucson Jazz Festival, the Fox Theater, Fringe Theater Festival, Summit Hut, Alan Cruz and his walking tours, Community Gardens of Tucson, Southern Arizona Roadrunners. This list could go on. Lastly, and most important of all, I think of all the people, friends, and family who made this show possible, who supported it, to Dr. Peter Waller, Justine Backus, David Sommets, Will Nevels, Derek Brill, Zach McLean, thanks for being such good sports. To Sam's wife, Alex, thanks for jumping in with such a focus and kindness. You were truly an asset to our team. To my mother, Jill, thanks for tirelessly working to get the most interesting people on our program. You were incredible at it. It was a pleasure working with you in this capacity, and I will miss it. To my good friend, Sam, what fun it's been to learn from you, fight with you, talk with you, listen to you, argue with you, but ultimately to step into this space with the same vision for our city, its culture, and its people. You're an incredible talent on the radio, and I will miss working with you. A deep and sincere thank you to all of you. You made Talking Culture. I was glad to be along for the ride. Well, that was a little shorter in my mind when I wrote it, but...
Well, when you put it that way, you want to just come back on Monday and do another 106 of them?
Why not? Dial it back up.
No, that is a good recap and a great eulogy to Talking Culture.
It's not dead yet. It may be.
No, it has been an exciting ride, and I think that when you go through all those people, it's like, wow. I think the biggest thing that I've taken away and will take away from Talking Culture is if you had told us on November 7th or maybe November 6th before we even did a show, you had read that and said, these are all the people you're going to talk to over the next 106, you know, Monday through Fridays. You'd say, oh, I would do that in a heartbeat. And I wouldn't trade it for anything. Meeting those people, I think, has given – I already loved Tucson quite a bit coming into the show.
Same here.
But I think I've learned even more about what makes this community so great and what makes it a beautiful place to live. And the people that are in it really are exceptional. And I think we've had the privilege of meeting probably not all of them, but a lot of them.
No, we had – yeah, what a joy it was, as I said, to come into contact with these people who make our community what it is. You have no idea that the people are out there. Think of Alan Cruz and his walking tours. I don't think you were here for that, but this is a man who understands Arizona history and takes people on walkabouts on downtown to say, hey, here's what was here before. And that's really cool.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, we've still got,
a little bit of show
left.
Some work to do.
We've got two guests coming up today on the show. We'll be joined by the folks from El Rio. I'm interested to hear more about
their new
clinic downtown, which is doing some innovative things. And then you mentioned in your speech there the folks from Desert Christian.
Desert Christian High School's back on. The headmaster-elect and the headmaster are going to be in with us, Toby Travis and John O'Hare, respectively. Talk about transition. Talk about some of the funding for private schools, which, you know, if you read the Daily Star a couple months back, Tim Steller wrote about some things that are going on. We're going to get into that with them. And then we'll say goodbye and we'll sign off.
It's one of those things I like about Desert Christian. They still have positions like headmaster and taskmaster.
Isn't that nice? No, there's no taskmaster.
Head of the dormitories.
All right. Well, it looks like we got El Rio on the line. Let us take a quick commercial break and we will come back in. It's a Talking Culture. It's a final Friday edition of Talking Culture. Thanks for being with us. Stay with us.
Tucson Weekly Carnival. With a low-priced admission that includes attractions and 11 days of concerts. Now through April 19th, get discount ride coupons at all rides. Just $15 gets you 10 rides Monday through Friday. The Pima County Fair is coming, April 20th through the 30th. Get programs at Circle K. Download the app, check PimaCountyFair.com, or call 762-FAIR.
Did you know that 95% of people listen to radio every week for news, information, and entertainment? Now many are turning to digital marketing for their business or organization. Having a website is a must, and using social media can help. But those that have relied on online marketing and discount coupons have been disappointed. Radio reaches people where they're at and directs them to your website and then to you. To find out more about the Radio Advantage, go to our website at kvoi.com.
Advertising on this station works.
Hi, this is Suzanne Miller from Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. KVOI has proven to be a critical partner in raising awareness and education. Advertising on KVOI has also given us a powerful voice in reaching both consumers and businesses as we grow our brand awareness. It is a pleasure working with the KVOI team, and we look forward to a continuing partnership.
To learn more about how you can effectively promote your business, give me a call, Christopher, at 791-7214.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, the exit interview for Mike Varney, head of the Tucson Metro Chamber. Our Friday roundtable features Dan Scheer of the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, and Dylan Smith, editor of TucsonSentinel.com. Plus, Weekend Watch on Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KBOI, Tucson's Voice, and always on BuckmasterShow.com.
Welcome back into another edition of Talking Culture, a second segment here on a Friday. And we are very excited about our next guest here today. We are joined by Sherry.
Sherry Steele.
Sherry Steele, who is with El Rio Health Clinic. And El Rio, as you may know, is up to a lot in this community. They are certainly expanding and moving and shaking things up in the healthcare community in Tucson. Sherry, welcome into Talking Culture. How are you this morning?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me.
So the first thing I want to go to, Sherry, is just quickly, if you could give people a quick recap or understanding. It probably would take more than a few hours to explain everything that El Rio does, but broadly speaking, what is El Rio all about?
Well, El Rio is your community health center, community health clinic. We have over 95,000 patients per year, and we provide dental and physical and pediatric health, as well as wellness programs all over Tucson and most of Pima County. We employ over 1,100 people, and we have 12 different sites, 12 different clinics all over town.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big operation, and I wanted to highlight quickly your latest opening, which is sort of an innovative new clinic downtown.
Yes, Health on Broadway. We're very excited about that. It's a new joint venture with Tucson Medical Center, and we're at 1 West Broadway. We are open for business until 9 o'clock at night, 7 a.m. until 9, Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays from 9 to 5. And it's a very innovative model of care that allow patients to kind of be more participatory in their plan and very preventive. We'll have wellness classes there, which will include things like Tai Chi and yoga. There'll be physical therapy there. And we are encouraging people to just drop in at 1 West Broadway and sign up and see whether this is the care program that they'd like to participate in.
What is the history of healthcare in downtown? Is that something you would know? I understand that this is, you know, not necessarily a first of its kind, but certainly a space.
It's certainly the only one there right now.
Right.
And again, the idea of having it after hours and even before work, so that working people, people that are coming downtown, don't have to go across town to see their healthcare provider. They can just, you know, drop in after work and be able to take care of their health needs.
For anyone who's interested, I guess this is a little ways out, but you guys have some events coming up, one of which is going to be downtown. In September.
Yeah, the Bowtie
Absolutely.
Block
we
Party.
We have two fall-time events downtown. The September 30th Bowtie Block Party is just probably the most fun event ever. Both indoors and outdoors will be at the historic Scottish Rite Cathedral, and we'll have dozens of food vendors and beverage vendors. You pay your entrance fee, and you go in, and you just nosh and listen to live music and dance and all kinds of fun activities going on throughout the evening. So we're really looking forward to that. That's just a great fun event, and it's put on, sponsored by our young professionals group called the El Rio Vecinos. That's professionals under the age of 40, and they donate back to their community by volunteering for El Rio and raising money through their Bowtie Block Party for our children's dental programs, all our pediatric dental programs.
We're talking to Sherry Steele on Talking Culture. Sherry's here with El Rio Health, and El Rio Health is the largest provider of medical and dental services to uninsured and Medicaid populations in Pima County. The work they're doing is important, and one way that if you seem to agree with that is, we've talked about it here on the show before, but they are a 501c3 who qualifies for a tax deduction. It's a tax credit we've talked about. You get to reallocate your state tax dollars, and you can do up to $400 as an individual. It may be a little late in tax season if you haven't done your taxes yet, which I haven't, but you can do them for this tax year from tax year 2016, or, you know, think about them next year. But I just wanted to offer that piece.
That's right. If you make a donation up to April 15th, then you can choose whether you take that Arizona state tax credit either for your 2016 taxes, or you could carry them forward for your 2017 taxes. But yes, we are a qualified charitable organization in the Arizona Income Tax Credit Program.
You guys have some other projects that you're working on, Sherry. What is going on at the Cherry Bell Health Center?
Oh, my gosh. We had our groundbreaking a couple of months ago, but this is going to be a brand-new building from the ground up to provide all kinds of services in that area of town, or at Keno and 22nd, including our special immunology associates HIV/AIDS clinic. There'll be state-of-the-art programs and teaching facilities so that primary care students that want to become primary care providers will be able to meet with patients and learn their trade, and again, providing health care in an area of town that right now does not have a health facility.
That's very, very interesting. Talking about the types of people that would benefit from transitioning into the El Rio network of care, who are generally the types of people that could be listening right now that maybe don't currently utilize El Rio, but that would be perfect candidates for it and could ease right into this all the services that you guys provide?
You know, it's interesting. We certainly, as a community health care center, we are sort of the safety net for those that are uninsured or underinsured, including the homeless or people that are transitioning between jobs and lost their insurance. That's kind of how people think of El Rio. But in actual fact, El Rio Health is quality health care for everyone. I'm a El Rio patient. Mayor Rothschild is an El Rio patient. Most of our funding, 85% of our patients, are fully insured and use us as their primary health care. And so it's hard for me to categorize who should be an El Rio patient. I'd say anyone that is concerned about their own health and well-being should check out El Rio. We may be the right provider for you. And again, because we have 12 different locations, we're all over town, and we network among our different clinics, and it's extremely convenient for people that are busy, you know, working people. We have special programs for pediatric as well as elderly care, and we have behavioral health. We have lots of wellness programs and preventative programs. So it's hard for me to categorize. With 95,000 patients, we serve almost 1 in 10 Tucsonans.
Now, I read that you guys are also doing dental care as well.
Absolutely. We have dental care. Our largest dental facility is at our Congress location, 839 West Congress, and that was just renovated and reopened about a year and a half, 2 years ago now. Gorgeous. In fact, you sit in the dental chair and you can look out at the Catalina Mountains. It's absolutely a beautiful place to have your teeth worked on. But we have dental care in, I believe it's 5 of our 12 locations, on the southwest side, southeast side, as well as northwest.
So do you guys accept most all dental insurances for the dental services?
Virtually all of them, yes. Again, you would want to call our number at 670-3909 and talk to eligibility and make sure that our dental programs are part of your dental health network. But we accept virtually all insurances as well, yes, dental and
That last question was for me personally. I am actually looking for a dental care provider.
And well, we've got some great ones. I'll tell you, we have some excellent dental care.
Oh, yeah. I know right where that location is on Congress, too, near the Mercado District.
Exactly. Right across the street from the Mercado, right.
So you can jump on the streetcar.
Go and have lunch at the Mercado, brush your teeth, go have your teeth checked, and look out at the beautiful mountains. It could be a better way to spend an afternoon.
You can't go enjoy any of the many restaurants downtown after that, right? You're not supposed to eat after the dentist or before. Is it before the dentist?
I would think before. Well, I wouldn't want to put my dentist through the experience of cleaning my teeth after I eat a burrito.
Whatever.
Well, Sherry Steele from El Rio, thank you so much for coming on the show today, and appreciate your time and all that you guys are doing in our community. 12 campuses throughout Tucson, caring for 95,000 people annually, employing over 1,000 people in our community, truly an organization to keep an eye on and to help out as much as possible.
Well, thank you for your time this morning. I always love talking about El Rio, and we certainly appreciate you all, too. You're the best radio station in town.
Well, good to hear. All right, well, we've got to go to a break. Thank you, Sherry, from El Rio. When we come back,
the
headmaster, the taskmaster.
The powers that be and the powers that will be from Desert Christian High School are going to be on hand. John and Toby, John O'Hare, Toby Travis, really excited to meet Toby and catch up with John. So stay tuned with us on the other side of a final Friday Talking Culture.
Coming up on the next Mic Check with Mike Shaw, we'll have the mayor of Oro Valley, Dr. Satish Hiremath, with us, and Dr. John McElroy will be with us as well. A lot of doctors on the show. We'll see you at 4.
Do you love designer fashions? I'm Haley Ochoa, owner of Posh Boutique. I love designer fashion, but not the retail price. That's why I opened Posh Boutique Consignment Store, so my customers can get high-end designer clothing, shoes, and accessories without the high-end price. At Posh Boutique, we carry amazing fashion from Chanel, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada, and more. We guarantee the authenticity of each item. All of our merchandise is new or in like-new condition on Tanque Verde, behind Sakura, or online at poshboutique.com.
Posh voted best women's boutique.
I'm Dr. Paul Simpson.
And I'm Marlene Simpson. A year and a half ago, Paul and I fell in love and got married. We are both very busy professionals and each owned our own home. We needed to consolidate.
Some friends told us about Reed Griffin, owner and broker of Pueblo Equity Realty. We were told that he was an expert in representing both buyers and sellers. We met with Reed and found he was insightful, hardworking, was available when we needed him, and had a very keen understanding of the real estate market.
Reed told us what we needed to do to prepare our house for sale and was very accurate about the timing of the market and what our house should sell for. He gave us a to-do list of things to prepare our house for sale and even connected us to contractors to get the work done.
Reed went way above and beyond. We sold our home in a very timely fashion and got our asking price. Thank you, Reed.
Call me today, Reed Griffin with Pueblo Equity Realty at 571-1166.
Ladies, it's time to rejuvenate your business with new connections. It's time for the 2017 Spring Membership Drive Mixer for the Tucson Chapter of NABO. April 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Laura Tanzer Designs in the historic train depot. Enjoy drinks and appetizers while meeting some of the most powerful women in business. Women helping women to grow both professionally and personally.
Hey, what about me?
Men can join too. Go to nabotucson.org.
You've heard the famous nursery rhyme. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. But did you know that this little poem was based on a real little girl and her little lamb? Mary Sawyer, born in 1806. She lived in Sterling, Massachusetts. And she really had a little lamb that followed her wherever she went. In fact, she nursed the lamb back to health with catnip tea and milk. In undying gratitude, the lamb was her constant companion. John Rulstone witnessed Mary sneak the lamb into the schoolhouse one day, inspiring the poem we all know and love. It followed her to school one day, which was against the rule. I can't help but think of Jesus and his tender care for his flock. John 10:14, Jesus speaking, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." I'm Charles Morris, haventoday.org.
Hey, welcome back to Talking Culture on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Well, two last segments. If you missed it earlier, this is our last Talking Culture for this era of Talking Culture on KVOI. Thanks to all of you who have made this show possible, and for those of you listening right now. Okay, well, we are joined by the, I guess now I can call you the headmaster, Toby, or are you still the headmaster-elect?
I am the headmaster
okay.
As of Monday.
Officially,
yes.
Headmaster Toby Travis and former headmaster John O'Hare, who's going to move into the role of chancellor.
Yes.
Very interesting role, and we need to just get your mic on here. So Toby, let's start with you. You're not from Tucson. You're new to the community.
Very new to the community.
A big welcome to you.
Thank
from
you
those
very
of us
much.
Who, you know, our show has been about what's good about Tucson. We happen to think that there's a lot that's good about it, and so we hope you enjoy your time here. But let me ask you about your passion for education and why you sort of got into it in the first place.
Wow, that's a big question, because it's been there for literally decades. And, you know, I think when you look at just, what's it take to develop the skills of life, it really comes down to education. So I think about different individuals I've had the opportunity to mentor over the years. And really that's what the education is really should be all about, you know, is mentoring, passing on to the next generation, helping them to discover who they are, their unique giftedness, and to grow into all that God desires them to be. And you know, there's something extremely rewarding personally about helping others to develop into, you know, again, what unique and marvelous things God has for every individual, every student that turns into a young man, young woman, and then they end up changing the world.
I love that answer because when I was, you know, going through education experiences myself, I didn't quite have the perspective of I'm learning how to learn. I'm learning skills for life. I thought, okay, why do I need to know who killed who in 1946? And it maybe I, you know, I talked about last week, a couple weeks ago, about me in biology class sitting. I don't know what a mitochondria is. I don't want to know. But the idea is that we're not necessarily teaching kids so they can know what the cell is 40 years from now, so they can learn how to think and learn how to examine a situation. So maybe take that down more to the micro. You mentioned God. You're working at Desert Christian. So what sets a Christian environment apart from maybe a secular one when we're talking about things like education?
Well, because you can talk about the whole person, and intentionally so, that we are spiritual beings. You know, we're not just a bag of chemicals walking around. But, you know, there is within us a spiritual element, and you have the freedom to address that and to be very open and direct about it. So, I mean, that's why I'm passionately, and I'm sure for John as well, why, you know, we're passionate about Christian schooling and being in a Christian school, because you can talk with students and staff and parents about everything in life and not, you know, separating or segmenting life into, you know, I've got this religious part of my life that happens on Sundays, maybe, or holidays. But no, it is internal to what we are every moment of the day. And to interact with students at that level, again, when you talk about character development, developing the skills of living, it really all comes down to spiritual issues.
Yeah, I think when you're dealing with truth, and if you can
exactly.
really put that on the table and start from that starting point, it's an interesting place. Yeah. Mr. O'Hare, Chancellor O'Hare, I should say, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Let's take it down one more micro step. We talk about education. We talk about private education. Let's talk about Desert Christian as an education entity. You've been a part of it for, I think, more than 20 years.
Yes, that's correct. I've been at Desert 22 years.
22 years. Since 95, you touched my life when I went through there, but anyway, just tell us about what maybe sets Desert apart as a within the Christian education world. Yes.
Okay. Desert is an independent Christian school. I think that's one of the distinctives and one of the benefits of it. We're not parochial. We're not tied to a denomination. So we have children whose families are going or attending 70 different churches within
wow.
Tucson. So it's like what we've been telling the kids all along. God does not tell us we all have to agree about everything, but he does say that we have to learn to love each other.
Mm.
And I love that aspect of Desert, as Toby was saying, that we can deal with the issues of life with people coming from lots of different distinctives. It's a real eclectic. Yet we get to learn the things about how to relate with people well, regardless of their backgrounds or their distinctives and what's going on. So that's one of the real benefits of it. And as Toby said, the other thing is we can address with students not just the academic, but the real questions of life, the difficult questions that come up, those adult questions about my purpose, what am I going to do with my life, where am I going. that we can get into the spiritual side of that, and we're not just locked into preparing kids for jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We want to prepare them for life,
mm-hmm.
and the job thing takes care of itself, yep. if they're ready for life.
Toby?
Over the last few weeks, I've had the opportunity doing one-on-ones with all of the staff members, you know, just kind of a get me up to speed fast
sure.
and desert yeah. and community. But a memorable conversation with one of our middle school teachers, and I was asking him, so why are you here at Desert? And because he had taught at other schools in the area, in the community. And he says, well, you know, other schools may be college prep. He says, the Desert is life prep.
Mm.
And it's for real. It's not just a philosophical desire. They're really doing it. And that's exciting. I love the core values the school has focused on. John, you can help me articulate this better, but, you know, safety, honor, love, integrity. And those four values, everything's being processed through, not just the instructional piece, but the coaching piece, the administrative mm-hmm. piece, the parent interaction piece, the development of our student services, you know, meeting the individual needs of students. But it's all through those core values, and that's fun. I mean, and for me as a school administrator, to be able to focus on life issues in addition to actually, you know, school is a school, so we're going to do the academic stuff. That's what we do. But what we all recognize is the more important issues are, it is the life issues. It's what yeah. they're becoming.
Chancellor?
Yeah, I would, Kevin, you're going to have to stop that, is the idea of, you know, our first value, core value is safety. And one of the things, this is not just physical safety, yeah. because that yeah. is an issue for all schools within the country nowadays, the unfortunate reality in which we live. But the safety goes beyond that to social safety. That what we want is kids to treat each other with honor, which is one of our other values. But it also goes to spiritual safety, that it's a safe place to wrestle with. We don't expect all of our kids to be dogmatically in lockstep. We know that high school students are wrestling with, mm-hmm. am I going to believe this because I believe it, not mm-hmm. because my parents believe it? Yeah. We want it to be a safe place for kids to explore that, wrestle that, not that you dogmatically have to believe right. and check all of the right. boxes
to be
off.
Critical thinkers.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Because God calls us to love him with our mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're talking to Toby Travis, who is the new headmaster at Desert Christian Schools, and John O'Hare, who is the new chancellor of that same entity. You can go to desertchristian.org or call them at 298-5817 for enrollment and any other questions you may have. John, talk to us a little bit about, you know, I read your piece in the Star, with Tim Steller's piece when mm-hmm. he interviewed you. And one of the great things that our state does is this tax credit for private education. And that's something, could you speak to how that's benefited, you know, Desert Christian Schools and maybe the current status of it in your mind?
Absolutely. The tax credit law within the state of Arizona has now been in existence 20 years. It was passed in 97. And what it allows for is for taxpayers who pay income tax in the state to direct by donation, a portion of what they owe the state to go to scholarshiping students for parents who choose to make the decision of where they want their child to go. Over 70% of our students receive wow. a tax credit scholarship of some sort. Fully a quarter of our families, they have their entire tuition covered by tax credit. That there's a common criticism that the tax credits help the rich. I can tell you anecdotally from Desert, that is not true.
Not true.
The people being helped in our community by tax credits are lower income or middle income families. I have single moms with three kids
wow.
who are being able to send their kids to private school because of the tax credit, and those moms are making less than $28,000 a year.
I think that to cut in there, the value that creates, it creates a diversity within the community. I mean, I think growing up, I knew of Desert Christian. I didn't know about a tax credit, and I thought, well, you must have some sort of wealth and affluence to be able to go there. Then I went there, and I learned, hey, we've got people on the whole spectrum here.
Exactly.
And I think that creates a healthy thing on a campus.
It absolutely does. We have African refugee children
mm-hmm.
who are attending our school because yeah. of tax credits. So you're exactly right. The diversity both economically and culturally, has really benefited our school for that.
And that's research-based as well. You know, that's what the research says. Mm. You know, when you look at educational research today, I mean, talking about the value of a broad spectrum, both culturally, both in learning styles and learning needs, you know, the more diverse it is, actually the healthier and the better education every student receives. It's when you compartmentalize learning levels and cultures that the level of education goes down.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to piggyback on that, that the reality is learning how to deal with different kinds of people. That's one of the reasons why I really appreciated that we're not about being a college prep school, that it's not just trying to get all the geniuses together and let the geniuses interact with each other. It's, no, you got to relate with all different kinds of people and learn how to help and encourage and love people who are coming from really different starting points.
While preparing them for college. So it's not that we're not doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's kind of the assumption. This is, you know, it's what high schools do.
Right.
But, 98% but it's not the highest priority.
98% of our kids go to college. It isn't, but it's the emphasis that we want them to be whole people and learn how to relate. And so we love the diversity. And the tax credit law has permitted that.
We're talking to Toby Travis and John O'Hare from Desert Christian Schools. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time this morning. Thanks for, you know, what you're doing in our community. Congratulations on the new roles.
Thank you.
I sense they are good ones for the both of you. So.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
All right, let's take our final commercial break on Talking Culture, and we'll come in, we'll wrap it up, we'll send you off on your weekend and much more.
Prater, mornings 10 till noon, here on 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice.
Make a hippity hoppity stoppity at Reed Park Zoo this Easter weekend to meet the Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny will be visiting his animal friends 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, April 15th and 16th. At Reed Park Zoo. Come stop or hop on by to meet the Easter Bunny and enjoy spring with all your favorite animals at Reed Park Zoo, where nothing gets you closer.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
A virus has struck yet again. Your beloved computer has turned on you, betrayed you, and you're ready to toss it out the window? Hey, we've all hit that point, but do not fret, for it is not the point of no return. The solution to your problem is just a phone call away every Saturday. So shut the window, put down the laptop, and pick up the phone. The Computer Guru Show, Saturday mornings at 11 on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice.
Coming up on the next Mic Check with Mike Shaw, the mayor of Oro Valley, Dr. Satish Hiremath will be our guest. Lots going on, maybe some new ball fields, maybe your taxes will go up, and the best town to live in the United States of America, plus an art award that the mayor accepted, all of that and more. Then we talk with Dr. John McElroy, our constitutional scholar, as our new judge for the Supreme Court, Judge Gorsuch, gets voted in by just a majority. Your calls and if news breaks, we'll fix it in the next Mic Check with Mike Shaw.
Hey, welcome back to Talking Culture on AM 1030, KVOY, The Voice. Oh, that's my favorite song, The Ruby Ring Man. It's by a little-known band. Thank you, Ed. Paige France. What a way to to send us off.
Sam, we both got our favorite songs in today.
Which
I got trumpets
yours?
Earlier today.
Yeah, that just shows the difference between you and I in a lot of ways. But hey, Sam, you're update us on the Masters coverage. What's going on?
Oh my gosh! If only we could have been a golf show. You know, in some ways, we were a sports show disguised as a variety.
We always
hour.
Went there, and it was way too much fun when we did.
So currently outside of the cut, so they take the top 50 players, or at least if you're in a tie for one of the top 50 positions at the Masters, everyone else gets cut. Currently, if they were to do the cuts right now, Danny Willett would be out, who won the Masters last year. Martin Keimer would be out. Local homegrown hero Jim Furyk would be out.
Homegrown hero, I love it. How about Jordan Spieth quad bogeying yesterday?
You know what's pretty impressive about Jordan Spieth, and I'll give him this. He quad bogeyed, came back with a birdie, and actually only finished the day 3 over. So if he just parred that where he quad bogeyed that par 5, he would be at a he'd be at 1 under. So he had a decent round if you scratch out that quad bogey, which is just unfortunate. 2 quad bogeys in a row now at the Masters.
Yeah. So this is Talking Culture. It's been Talking Culture for 5 months, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been a place where we've come and we've learned how to do a radio show every day. And like I said, one of the things that I think is drawing both of us away from it is yes, obligations elsewhere and opportunities, which are good ones and we're excited about, but also to keep it going, you know, it's been a struggle for me to feel like I can't put all of myself into something. And there are times, there are days when we have, you know, shined on the show, but there are a lot of days when I go, wait, I wish I would have had 6 more hours to prepare for this show today, you know, and so you do what you can, and we did what we could, and it's time to move on.
To update everyone who is just now tuning in, and hopefully you don't crash your car when you hear this news, but Talking Culture is going dark after today, after 10 a.m. This will be our final show. We knew this the beginning of this week, so long ago. Met with Doug Martin, who owns the station, and very gracious of the Martin family to give us the opportunity for the last 6 months or so, and they were very gracious in our departure as well, and we didn't get an official word on coming Monday at 9 a.m. what's actually going to be going on here.
I think Dennis Prager is going to come back up, but let's let them.
They'll message that.
You know, yeah.
I will say this. I think that there is a great space here in Tucson and a need for a positive voice for the community. We have a very good community that we live in. It doesn't take long traveling around the world, around even the country, to realize that, well, we've actually got it pretty good in Tucson. A lot of the things we complain about and are concerned about here in our community are not, they're not just Tucson that has those issues. But when you look at what's going well in this community, in a lot of ways, it is just Tucson that has those positives. And one of the things that I've tried to really push here on the show is the wellness theme. You know, I've worked in healthcare for basically since I was 12 years old, and I've worked at end of life spectrum, but nonetheless, I see the impact that poor habits in eating, poor habits in exercise, and quality of life, even mental health, the effects that those poor habits can have on you. So we've really tried here on this show with the Wellness Wednesdays and even all throughout to promote the idea of living well. And there, you know, we had a lot of great guests on the Wellness Wednesday editions and even on different days of the show too that I think really point out some of the great resources that we have in Tucson and Southern Arizona to live well, from biking groups to the Arizona Trail, which I would still love to do 90 days and hike the entire trail.
You and I got to get 120 days off of work and go do that.
From Mexico to Utah.
It's crazy.
That would be a heck of a hike. I would love to do that someday. The running club, the Meet Me at Maynard's. You know, the other day I went out with my wife. We bought bikes recently, and we were biking the Riverwalk at sunset going west. And every bridge we came to, you'd go under the bridge, and it was like our bikes passing were the releasing of the bats. Because it seemed like every bridge that we went under, it would initiate this stream of bats coming out. And it's really quite a sight to see the bats take off into the sunset and start eating birds.
Don't bats kind of disconcert you?
They do. They do. But when I'm not being attacked by them, there's a pretty beautiful scene that occurs when those things are flying off into the sky to unleash terror on bugs, but for the moment, it's kind of beauty. So, yeah, the the wellness and the beauty of Tucson is something that I think we should talk about more. And when you dwell on what's negative about the community, well, guess what? You're going to be looking for what's negative and you're going to feel negative about your community. But when you dwell on what's positive, and we've always said we're not here to brush things under the rug. We acknowledge there are potholes on some streets that need to be repaired, and there is issues within the government, and there are problems with how certain city leaders take an approach towards very important issues. However, those should not over cloud the positive that is going on.
Yeah, I had some thoughts on that. I'll just read a little statement, and these are just my thoughts. So why did we get into doing the show in the first place? Well, we were asked to do a non-political, uplifting, positive show. That was always at the core of Talking Culture. Bill O'Brien from Tucson Refugee Ministry asked us a question last week, rather told us of a choice we can make, a choice between fear and compassion. This space of talk radio too often chooses the path of fear. Fear, controversy, conspiracy, these things sink deep into a man's heart and plant seeds that destroy peace, that hamper joy, that stymie patience, and that kill love. Fear not. Which of you will add a moment to your life by worrying? In a world as seemingly uncertain and chaotic as it's ever been, I encourage you to, from time to time, turn off the noise on the radio, on the TV, on your devices, and listen for another noise. Isn't that what we all want anyways? Peace, joy, and love? Don't give in to the negativity. Don't ever believe the fearmongers. Move forward with peace, joy, and optimism in your hearts. And thanks for listening.
Well said, well spoken. And I will say, Kevin, you have a way with words, a written word.
The written word?
Yeah. And you have a spoken word way, too. But you've done several prepared comments throughout our time on the show, and they typically come together pretty well.
Thanks. Yeah, I think you're better. I read my prepared statement about you wrong. The word was, I'm going to miss watching you work. Yeah, I'll miss working with you, but there's times in the studio when I go, yeah, you've got this ability to make this sound interesting, and the show intros, when we come into the show, I always like to push those to you because you can, you know, bluff it and pretend like we have lots of energy and we're having lots of fun, whereas I kind of show my cards a little bit more. Oh, it's Talking Cool. You go, welcome in. It's another fast-moving heart. Get your – yeah, I know.
Right.
So. But I feel like we'll be on some mechanism,
yeah,
some medium.
Here's what we'll say, too. You can check out on Facebook the Talking Culture Facebook page. That's not going anywhere. KVY is giving us the Talking Culture brand that we can take and do what we will with. We have the podcast downloads, which garner sometimes several hundred a week in downloads. And so that we're going to take a little deep breath, but we'll probably be re-engaging the podcast at least in some manner.
I hope so.
To do something interesting with that.
There's a lot of momentum here, and I'd love to explore that space or who knows what the future may hold, but
right.
You know.
Well, hey, we got a couple minutes. Should we get people ready for a weekend?
Sure. If it's actually good. There's a national paper airplane event going on in Tucson this weekend. I marked my calendar months ago because it's like...
Really?
Yeah, it's like this huge event.
Where at?
Let me find it. I should have this more
While
prepared.
You look that up, the Saba Home Show
That's
is going
true.
On down at TCC. You can actually go down there today, walk around. I'm going to leave my wallet at home because I'm currently in a massive mojo for home improvements, and I have a feeling if I walk in there and get some good ideas, I'll wind up spending way too much money signing up for things for my yard that I really don't need. But nonetheless, I'm excited to go down and get some ideas. Another thing that's going on, if you're want to take your kids to something, the spring fling down at the U of A. Actually, what I would probably recommend is just drop your kids off. I don't see it as being a parent type event necessarily. It's a pretty safe location. You're going to be at the University of Arizona on the mall. They've got all those rides set up. Also, keep in mind, because of that, maybe you want to avoid the Campbell area between Speedway and Broadway. That I could see becoming a mess over the weekend as Spring Fling roars into full swing.
So the 6th annual Great Paper Airplane Fly-Off is on Saturday, April 8th. Okay, you can go to greatpaperairplane.org, and it looks really interesting. So that's one thing I would have loved to have had them on and find out about. Did you do paper airplanes as a kid? I loved paper airplanes.
Oh, loved airplanes, yeah.
I had this book that you could make like 50 different designs from. I still have it. It's sitting in my – I mean, it's been in my house for 20 years.
Wow.
So –
That should be fun. And then, of course, you can't beat Sunday at the Masters.
Sunday at the Masters.
Probably put that on and ride into the sunset Sunday with that. Hey, we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge the man who's turned our mics up for the last 106 shows. Ed Alexander,
you,
the
Ed.
Producer. He's not going anywhere, I don't think.
I'll be around.
He'll still be here from 9
to 10. And you
guys
will be around, so we wish you best. And check out their Facebook.
Yeah.
Find out where they're going.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Peace out.
Be blessed, Tucson.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.